Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're back recording live from Oracle Open World. I'm Allison Klein, and today our first interview is with Randy Heater, Director of Product Management at Oracle. Welcome, Randy.
Hi.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule at Oracle World to come in and chat with us. Today's topic is a very exciting one, the recently announced Oracle Database Appliance. Do you want to tell us about that and what announcement was made and what you're showing off at the show this week?
Sure. About 2 weeks ago, we announced the Oracle Database Appliance, and it is another member of our engineered systems product line. Some of you might have heard about Exadata and Exalogic. Well, the Oracle Database Appliance is another engineered system, but it serves a different market. It serves a different role than the Exadata line. It's really targeted at medium-sized businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. It's an all-in-one appliance. So in a four-rack unit frame, you have 24 disk slots and two servers, and it's built for high redundancy, and it is designed to be a dedicated database appliance, or a database machine, if you will. So that's the announcement. There are a few key attributes of this system that I want to talk about. One is its high availability.
Mm-hmm.
Every aspect of the system is designed for full redundancy on the hardware side and on the software side. Another key aspect here is because it's an appliance, it has to be easy to use. So Oracle has introduced several new capabilities, software capabilities, with this appliance that make it extremely easy to set up and deploy and to maintain going forward. That capability is a new utility that we introduced called the Oracle Appliance Manager. So from the time you take it out of the box to the time you actually have a running cluster database, fully redundant, is 2 hours.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And that's all because of the Appliance Manager and because it's an engineered system. So let's just talk about what an engineered system is. It's software and hardware engineered to work together. And what that means is when the software knows exactly what hardware it's driving, you can do a lot of things very quickly and simply, both in terms of setup and tuning, and in terms of patching and maintenance going forward.
You know, one thing that I was reading about the technical specs of this solution, and one thing that seemed really impressive to me was the ability to meet the customer's performance requirements over time, and the scale of processors, the size of storage that you're offering in a tiered storage model with the introduction of some solid state drives. Can you talk to us a little bit about those aspects and why you made the design decisions that you did in terms of, a number of processors, amount of storage, and how that creates a balanced solution?
Yes. So to talk a little about the internals, let's start with the chips. It's Intel Westmere chips. And the database appliance has two servers, each with two sockets.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a total of, since each Westmere has six cores, we've got a total of 24 cores in the box.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And each server in the system is fully populated with memory up to 96 gigabytes. So two of those now gives you 192 gigabytes of memory. We've also got, as I said, 24 disk slots. Now, 20 of those disk slots are reserved for 600 gigabyte, 15,000 RPM SAS drives, hard
mm-hmm.
drives. Four of those slots are reserved for solid state disk, and the solid state disk are reserved for Oracle redo logs.
Sure, okay.
Okay. So those are some of the particulars about the system. What we did, now you asked about why did we make these decisions? Well, let's talk about the decisions. Well, the idea behind the appliance was it's got to be a highly available system. So that's why everything is redundant. We've got two servers. We've got dual-ported disks. You've got no single point of failure. You've got 6 gigabit Ethernet networking interfaces. You've got 4 10 gig E network interfaces. So there's no one single point of failure. So that's one of the fundamental decisions mm-hmm. that we made in designing the appliance is everything's got to be
fully redundant.
Fully redundant. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, sure. And I think that that's interesting that you're bringing this level of mission criticality to a market that in some senses maybe didn't have this within their reach before.
Exactly. You know, we talk to customers, and customers say, we can only afford high availability, full redundancy for our most mission-critical systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means the Tier 2 and Tier 3 applications are going unprotected. And in this day and age, you really can't afford to do that because a lot of companies are operating 24/7 now with the internet presence that they have and maintain. So a lot of these second and third tier applications now need high availability. Well, the database appliance can give them that because it's a very affordable, simple, easy to use platform for that.
And when you look at, you know, you talk about customer needs and meeting a need in the marketplace that was being underserved from traditional solutions. Obviously, you've been a busy guy at Oracle World this week talking to customers. What's their response been? And did they say anything to you? Were they perceived a value that you didn't expect? Or was it all what you were expecting?
It's what we were expecting. The response mm-hmm. to the database appliance has been overwhelmingly positive. The reaction to the Oracle Appliance Manager, when I show people what it takes to get the install and config set up, it's essentially 5 screens, a few pull-down menus. They can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people, the people that are coming to the booth looking at the appliance are professionals. They've set up high availability, real application cluster databases in the past, and they understand that it can be a daunting task.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to cobble together a cluster, a hardware cluster, there are a lot of decisions that need to be made in terms of what components am I going to assemble together,
mm-hmm.
what version of the software driving those components are certified to work with the other versions of the software on the other components. It's a daunting task putting together a cluster environment because there's so many interdependencies. Oracle now delivers the total solution, hardware and software, in one box. So it simplifies things dramatically. And the utility that we give you to get it up and running and patched is even more appealing to people.
So this solution really augments what people have in their data centers today or adds a capability that they didn't have before. One question that I had for you when I was doing my research for the show is, what if someone outgrows the appliance? You know, I know it's got a very nice storage capacity, but let's say the company, you know, starts scaling business and their complexity continues to scale. How do they move into something bigger? And is this something that's limiting?
So let's talk about that growth path.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, with the database appliance, start very small. So in one box, again, the list price of the database appliance, just the hardware, is $50,000. Now, a lot of people can start small with enabling just 2 of the 24 cores.
Oh, interesting.
Remember, we price our software based on CPU.
Right.
And there's a formula of number of cores to CPU. So you can start with 2 cores enabled. And that's a decision you make at setup time. You can enable additional cores all the way up to the 24 cores of the box. You can pay as you grow with this system. That's very appealing to people because they don't have to plunk down the software licenses for all 24 cores on day one. They can mm-hmm. grow into that as their requirements dictate. So there are several questions that we're getting at the booth about growing and scalability. The question inevitably comes up, okay, so you've got 12 terabytes of raw database storage, disk storage for the database on this machine. We triple mirror that, so you get 4 terabytes of usable storage. Some people say, well, what if I want more? Well, mm-hmm. our response is, well, make sure you're using the advanced compression database option that we have, because that can give you a 10-to-1 compression capability. So instead of the 4 terabytes that you'd typically be looking at, with that compression option, you could be actually thinking about handling 40 terabytes. So one, use compression. And two, if your workload and if your data storage requirements have outgrown the database appliance, the next step up then is the Exadata system.
Sure.
Right? So the Exadata quarter rack, half rack, full rack. And then you can daisy chain Exadata full racks together.
Mm-hmm. So this is a place to get started as a company is growing.
Right. A lot of folks are also looking at this for a pretty potent test and development system as well. So the testing and development teams need a platform oftentimes for high availability, and it's hard and expensive and time consuming for them to build that kind of a platform. This is a very quick, affordable, high availability solution for test dev.
When you look at the database versions that this supports, you guys support 11G Enterprise, you support Rack, you support Rack 1 node. Can you tell us a little bit about the flexibility there and why a customer would choose one over the other?
Yes. So, as Allison said, there are three choices you have when you set up this machine. Am I going to deploy Oracle Enterprise Edition single instance? So there's no rack or high availability on that. And some people say that's all we need. We need a single instance database, no failover, no active rack. Other people say, well, give me Rack 1 node. And Rack 1 node is an active, passive database solution. So if the database fails or if a server fails, Rack 1 node will detect that, bring up the database on another server. We've had customers using that, not on this appliance necessarily, but Rack 1 node can do a database failover in as few as 16 seconds.
Hmm.
That's a cold failover. And as you know, or may be aware of, Real Application Clusters is a full active. So all database instances running across the entire cluster are actively processing work.
Right.
So if one goes down, Real Application Clusters is smart enough to reroute the connections and the work to the other active nodes in that database cluster. So as you set up a database appliance, you have those three choices: single instance Enterprise Edition, Rack 1 node for cold failover, active passive, and Rack for active.
When you look at customers who are deploying these solutions, maybe getting their hands on Oracle databases for the first time, what kind of, you mentioned it is going to be used as a very robust test and dev environment potentially. What kind of speed to deployment are you seeing with this system compared to a traditional model of loading up a database, getting a cluster running in a test and dev environment?
It's orders of magnitude, because mm-hmm. literally it's order the appliance, it arrives on your shipping dock, you take it out of the box, and in 2 hours you have a database.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do now is load data. So literally in less than a day, you can have an environment to begin doing work. Okay, so let's contrast that with what we call build your own. Excuse me. So in build your own, you've got to figure out what pieces you need for a high availability cluster, what vendors you're going to go with. You've got to size it. You've got to order it. You've got to research the best practices for all the elements of that cluster. You've got to then assemble it, install it, patch it, configure it, test it. And any unique configuration issues have to be resolved. So that can take literally weeks or months. So a lot of people, especially in development environments, forego a high availability cluster in their development and testing and just run on a single node environment.
Fantastic. This has been a really interesting discussion. We're going to take a break for a couple minutes. I want to remind the live listeners, we are on live, so please submit your questions on Blog Talk Radio or at Intel Chip Chat on Twitter. When we come back, we're going to delve deeper into the platform and talk a little bit about collaboration with the Intel team in delivering this. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
We'll be right back with more of Allison's interview. Have a question? Visit us at twitter.com/IntelChipChat. We'll be answering questions live next.
We're back live from Oracle Open World at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, California. I'm here with Randy Heater. Randy was talking to us about the new Oracle Database Appliance that was launched a couple of weeks ago and is getting a large amount of attention at the show. Randy, when we left off, I said that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the collaboration with Intel on the delivery of the solution. Obviously, you guys are using the Westmere class processors. Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration with Intel in terms of delivering the solution and what it's like to create an engineered system and bring it to market?
Sure. So our x86 hardware engineering team actually works very closely with Intel in understanding their product roadmaps and in making plans for what the roadmap would be for our appliances and our engineered systems. Most of that team, those engineers that worked on the database appliance are in Massachusetts, but they work closely with the Intel team and are in close collaboration with them.
We did get a question from the audience. One question about the choice of an engineered system or an appliance versus a build-your-own model. Do you hear from customers about concerns around not being able to move off of a particular hardware solution, or how do you guys view that in terms of trade-offs?
So a lot of our customers view their hardware lifespan as being about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the timetable for the depreciation on this hardware. So most hardware that they install and use, lives for about 3 years, maybe four.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the engineered systems aspect and the fact that it may not give you ultimate flexibility in terms of vendor choice and swapping in different solutions or elements of the solution, the trade-off is the extreme simplicity and the high availability out of the box that it gives you.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, most of the people I'm talking to on the trade show floor say, I'll trade that off any day. And let me explain one key advantage of this. When you have an engineered system, you know exactly what the firmware level is, the operating system level, the database version, the clustering version, the storage management version, and that is very useful when it comes time to doing patching.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the key things we're doing with the database appliance is we are introducing a new special patch just for the Oracle database appliance that you will download, and through one button you'll apply that patch, and that patch will cover all elements of the system. That saves you, database administrators, system administrators, that saves you from figuring out what firmware patch you need to apply that's compatible with which operating system patch, which is compatible with which database patch. So all those dependencies, all that heartburn of trying to figure out what patch should be applied when and in what order, that goes away with this because we are now introducing that system patch, the Oracle Database Appliance patch. So when you talk about the trade-offs between a build-your-own and the flexibility that might give you in terms of swapping different components or vendor solutions in and out of that solution, versus the simplicity of setup and maintenance, people are hands down going with the simplicity of maintenance and setup.
When we look at technology transitions, we've been talking about macro transitions with Exadata and in-memory databases over the last couple interviews. Here, you're using a more traditional model of primarily SAS with some SSDs. Do you think that we're on a trajectory where you'll get to a model long-term of in-memory database management with an appliance, or is that a technology that's really reserved for the high-end enterprise?
I really can't speak to that because it depends on the database size. A lot of databases are in the 100 gig to a half a terabyte, and then you've got some just monstrous databases, multi-terabyte. So when it comes down to the smaller databases, oftentimes, depending on how you configure the machine, much of the database is already in memory, so or can be. So I think that as flash memory, as memory in general, becomes less expensive, you will see larger footprints of memory in appliances, and inevitably that means more of the database, if not all of the database, will be in memory.
Sounds like it's a costing model, really.
Yeah.
Any concerns that customers have stated when they've been talking to you about the solution this week? Anything about the hardware configuration? Anything that they're, you know, they're questioning about the choices that you made in the design?
The only concern or question, it's not really a concern, it's, okay, you're giving me 4 terabytes of usable disk space. I want or need more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the answer to that is, use our advanced compression technology. That will significantly give you more space. 2, there are storage expansion capabilities. There are expanders for SAS expanders for this solution where you can connect additional storage racks.
So you can increase capacity of storage.
Yes.
When you look at that compression technology, I don't know a lot about it. Is there a trade-off with response time performance with it, or
no, there isn't. No, they've engineered it such that it really imposes no overhead, no perceptible overhead.
Okay, and when you look at database size, since I've got a guy from Oracle sitting here that has years and years of experience with database architectures, what is the average size of a database, and how do you guys predict how big databases are going to be growing?
There is no average size. It depends on the organization. It depends on the application. Is it an OLTP database processing mm-hmm. orders, or is it a large data warehouse that's captured years and years of sales data that you're now plowing through? Again, there is no average size, but we know that for online transaction processing databases, oftentimes they like to keep it below a terabyte. Data warehousing depends on the size of the organization too, can easily run into the multi-terabytes.
Does this appliance have any relation to unstructured databases or unstructured data? Is that a completely different arena for Oracle?
Well, it will support what Oracle will offer with respect to unstructured data.
Mm-hmm.
It will support all the data types that Oracle database currently supports, like binary large objects and so forth, which is in essence unstructured data.
When we look at different verticals and different industries that would be good models for this appliance, is there any particular industry that you think would be an early adopter here, or any particular customer profile that would be an early deployer?
So there isn't any particular industry that this is best suited for. In terms of customer size, it is being targeted for small and medium business. So you might have, for example, an auto dealership that might be nationwide.
Sure.
That would be a good potential solution. Let's see. The other thing I wanted to mention about this with respect to where it might apply is, we are making an aggressive push with our value-added reseller, value-added distributor, and ISV partners
mm-hmm.
To equip them with this solution so they can take this, married with the value that they add to the solution, and take it to their customer base. So this is an easy-to-use and maintain database component to the overall solution that they may take to their customers. We're getting a lot of interest from our channel partners in this appliance.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So if we do have folks from the channel or end customers that want to learn more about this solution, where would they go to find out more information and continue the conversation from today?
So it's www.oracle.com/go-to/database-appliance.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. We hope to have you back again soon, Randy.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. Sorry
sure.
for Sorry for going down the unstructured path.
Yeah, because that talks about something that I don't know if it's been announced yet, the Hadoop stuff and all of that, so I got to be careful about that.
I think it was. Someone talked about
was
it yesterday.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I know that feeling of...